Hey, welcome to the Brightcast. I'm your host, John Jared Hawks. It's Thursday, June 22nd, and today I talk with first-year Senator Dan Goddard in part two of our local lawmaker series. What was the most challenging part of just learning how Topeka works?
Well, it was getting my arms around the whole thing. It's kind of like nailing Jell-O to the wall every once in a while.
In the fall of 2016, Republican Dan Goddard of Parsons defeated Democratic candidate Chuck Schmidt by nearly 5,000 votes in the Kansas State Senate District 15 general election. With the first of a four-year term under his belt, Goddard joined me at the Sun office Monday to discuss his decision on a controversial gun rights bill, the state of the state's education system, and a host of other issues faced by the Kansas legislature in their 2017 session, which ended on June 10th.
There's an awful lot going on, and I'll bring up one of the contentious issues, and that was the firearms bill.
House Bill 2278. The bill, passed by the legislature June 1st, allows public hospitals and state mental hospitals to ban guns from their premises. Governor Sam Brownback was unsupportive of the bill and allowed it to become law without his signature. The bill was opposed by the Kansas State Rifle Association, an affiliate of the National Rifle Association.
You know, I've been a life member of the National Rifle Association since 1977. I firmly believe in the Second Amendment and an individual's right to carry. However, I took a tour of Osawatomie and also the Lansing Correctional Facility. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I thought long and hard about it, and those facilities are no place for firearms. At Lansing, for example, this is a state correctional facility, the guards outside the containment area and in the towers are armed. Mm-hmm. But there are no armed guards inside with the inmates. And I really can't see allowing firearms into places like Osawatomie, where a lot of the people who are there are, they have suicidal tendencies, they have emotional issues. Some of them are felons, and there's no reason to have a firearm in those facilities. Outside the facilities, that's as far as I'm going to go with restricting firearms.
When we come back, funding Kansas's schools, Goddard offers his take on whether or not the Kansas Supreme Court will approve the legislature's solution. The Brightcast is supported by the Parsons Farmers Market. The market is open April to October from 3 to 6 o'clock Tuesday afternoons and 8 to 11 o'clock Saturday mornings. The market is hosted in Forest Park on Broadway Avenue in Parsons. Threatening a shutdown of public schools if a solution was not produced, the Kansas Supreme Court in March ordered the Kansas legislature to create a new school funding system to replace the old one, which the court said violated a state constitutional provision requiring the school system to be adequately funded. Goddard, who sat on the Senate Select Committee of Education Finance, broke down some of the details and numbers behind Senate Bill 19, the legislature's answer to the court's mandate.
We had the mandate from the Supreme Court that basically said that we need to address the lower 25% of students and what we can do to increase graduation rates and bring up test scores. The bill itself provides for, it's $186.6 million beginning July 1st, and next year $283.8 million.
Goddard shared some of the vision behind how those funds are to be allocated to address low graduation rates and students performing academically in the lower 25% of their class.
We approached it from the standpoint that we need to show the Supreme Court that the funding that is being added will directly impact that lower 25%, as well as early childhood education. I personally believe that, you know, we need to attack this from two different directions. One is to address the underperforming students that are currently there. And secondly, we need to head off the tide of underperforming students by doing a better job in early childhood education. I'd like to just cite one school within our district here. It's Coffeyville. Dr. Craig Correll is the superintendent, and they have an early childhood development center. And that center has been in operation long enough where the principal of the grade school and middle school have said they've noticed a difference in the way those young people approach learning, a reduction in bullying, and just a better attitude toward education and knowing that it's important. I think if we can get that across to the youngest people possible, that will be one sure way of addressing the lower 25% we currently have. And the Supreme Court still has to make the decision, of course, is what we did both in the House and the Senate going to address what they felt was inadequate funding for education.
The court is set to make that decision in mid-July. In the meantime, they are allowing the bill to become law, avoiding a potential school shutdown. To round out the show today, I've compiled three quotes from Senator Goddard on a range of issues. The first one is on state employee wages.
State employees hadn't had a raise in many, many years. And there is going to be around a 2.5% pay raise for state employees. I think that that is important because I've talked to several state employees who in recent years have had to go out and get second jobs in order to make ends meet. And they're no different than our private sector citizens. So many of our citizens have had to go out and find second jobs in order to make ends meet. And I think the whole secret to that is improving our business environment and providing economic growth opportunities. On the flip side of that coin is that the people who live in Kansas need to be responsible for preparing themselves for potential jobs that may come along in the future. You know, right here in Parsons with the Ducommun expansion, with the aircraft parts company that went into Chanute up in Neosho County, they're looking for workers. They're willing to work with community colleges and the high schools to get people trained. So that's an important part. It needs to be a partnership between the community, the education system, the citizens of the community, and the businesses that will provide the employment.
The next one is on a bill Goddard carried to the benefit of the Great Plains Development Authority, the entity in charge of developing the former Kansas Army Ammunition Plant east of Parsons.
It allowed for a level playing field for economic development, and it allowed the Great Plains Development Authority to seek tax abatement on leased buildings in hopes of attracting clients out to the industrial park.
Lastly, this is Goddard's take on food taxation in Kansas.
Kansas needs to reduce the tax on food. The tax on food in Kansas is among the highest in the nation, if not the highest. And to my way of thinking, that's a pretty regressive tax because if you go to the grocery store in our local area and pay $100 for groceries, you wind up paying nearly $110 when you walk out the door.
Senator Dan Goddard, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you, Jared. Really appreciate it.
This has been The Brightcast. The Brightcast is a Parsons Sun production. Our theme music is from www.podcastthemes.com. I'm your host, John Jared Hawks. See you next time.